Yo ho ho ho. What's up, people? Yo, it's your boy, your man, or rather, I'm not owned by anyone. I'm an independent man. Ethan Goldberg. I have my phone out. I've just finished up a bunch of work. It's weird fucking working online and shit. And consulting people, off your computer because you feel like you've done nothing but sit at your fucking computer. But that's work, and that's what work is nowadays. It's super weird. Yeah, I work like, I try keep it, you know, I try work like 5, 6 hours a day, wake up at 8 or 9, and I work from till 3-ish. Obviously I'm recording this now at 10 to 2 because I'm bored. But if you guys had listened to any of the other podcasts that we had up, I was kind of the dude smoking a shitload of weed, or that was what I wanted to portray, and I do. And I still like to. It's just that when work that I enjoy, comes, I just feel less inclined to, which is awesome, and I feel better, you know. Yeah, I've been feeling super like the days are still like up and down, but overall I'm getting a lot more done, and I'm getting a better outlook on what my life is going to be, and I'm looking, at my aspirations and dreams are getting bigger, and I'm actually making actions to make my dreams a reality. I just need to keep on pushing, I need to keep on hammering, you know, as Cameron Haynes would say. Shout out to Cameron Haynes. Yeah, man. That's not to say that, like, you know, I still play like video games like 4 or 5 hours, but I really enjoy playing video games, and it's like a challenge for me. And at a point eventually I will definitely stream, and it'll be a source of revenue and enjoyment and challenge, and you know, in my life. So I still play video games, and I still have a kind of, I guess, a professional like seriousness about them, because I always wanted, I'm a huge nerd, and I would love to do things involving nerd culture and, like, you know, all those sad virginal kind of things. Yeah, like I collect figurines and shit. I have fucking Batman, I have Hulk, I have a whole bunch of Spider-Man, Naruto, Itachi, koala bear, a dragon, like all just like just stuff that like stuff that's like very gay. Oh, sorry, not gay, you can't say that. It's homosexual, right? Yeah, I fucking love it, dude. I always did. And like I was always, my big thing was, my dad would take me to karate because that's where I started my humble beginnings. Started doing martial arts when I was 6, quite very young, and I did it till I was about 13. And every single day, every single time I went, my dad would get me a Naruto comic or a Dragon Ball comic or something, and that was a big incentive for me to go, first of all. And in doing that, I fucking learnt about discipline and pushing yourself and shit like that. The problem is that it never really equated to school for me. It never equated to like sitting down and like putting in numbers and shit like that. I just never, it just that it didn't translate to me. And I'm so happy. And you got, and like people who are like big and buff and like, you know, are all about gym life, dude. You fucking owe owe the smart nerds like your life, pretty much. And the same way the smart nerds owe us their lives, because without like the strong dudes, there wouldn't be like those artsy people, or strong women as well, artsy people who are safe and feel protected to make art and stuff. So it's a balance. The same way the dudes like fucking post like all their workouts like on Instagram, there was like that shy nerd who was like working at his computer to make those algorithms work. You know, it's a balance. And that's what you strive for in life. You know, you want a balance. You want things to make sense, and for it to not be too much and not be too little. And I guess the biggest problem I have with how much work I do in the gym is like knowing when to stop and when to be like, okay, my body's kind of telling me a whole bunch of things that, like, you know, I shouldn't be, my legs a bit sore, my legs are, you know, a bit stiff, and, you know, trying to gauge whether you are being a bitch or being stupid. You know, you need to work that out, and it's difficult. It's difficult for people who are kind of obsessed with physical things, because your body has a, you know, like with like your brain, you have a finite amount of energy, and a finite, you can only put in so much, and output. And it's difficult finding that balance, because, you know, a whole bunch of, like, you know, The Rock and Joe Rogan, they're all like, fucking get after it. It's like, cool, man, like, yo, my shoulder's like gonna fall off though, so I mean that's like a bit exaggerated, but you get the gist. It's, you know, you need to look after yourself, and I'm all about perseverance, and I'm in it for the longevity. You know, I'm not interested in, like, there was a point where I was bodybuilding and I was doing all these like weighted exercises, and I was getting bigger, and I was eating fucking just like fucking 6 meals a day, fucking 8,000 calories. Well, not 8,000, but, well, actually, yeah, I think round about that. And it wasn't just, I could feel my, like, feel it not being sustainable, and not even being sustainable, I had no use for it. I, like, realized, like, cool, man, you're really good at picking this thing up for, like, a certain amount of times. And that's it. That's it. That's all you do. You go to the gym, you pick up this dumbbell. You know, this fucking guy is a fucking... and after a while, like, it just gets stale. It just gets like, what am I doing this for? Like, yeah, cool, man, you look good. But, like, why do you want to look good? Why, like, you need to search a little bit deeper than, like, just looking good. Because, I mean, yeah, cool. If you feel good and you're challenging yourself every day in the gym, and you somehow find that motivation that keeps you going, fucking A, man, awesome. I will say that I will trick you out in, like, 10 minutes. Or, like, 5 minutes, depending on your size. Because you always have problems with bigger guys. But it's just a matter of time. You know, the technique will always win over strength. So I started doing jiu-jitsu, and I found like a little bit of use for my strength, and like being able to, like, you know, you can kind of dominate people with your strength. But there will always be a technique, and experience will always overlap strength. Always. Every single motherfucking time. It's technique and knowledge and experience. That's the winner, you know? And I think, yeah, I remember my old sensei, Bruce, Sensei Bruce Samurai. He, I remember I hadn't seen him in a while, and I gained all this muscle and stuff. Because I used to be quite a spindly, like, skinny kid. You follow my Instagram. I think my recent post has a picture of me that's like super skinny. And he said to me, "Cool, man. You got all this, but what are you using it for?" And I was like, "I had nothing. I had no comeback. There was no like." I couldn't punch him in the face because that'd just be a bad idea, and I wouldn't punch him in the face. I'm making a joke. But then I sat with it and I was like, "Huh, the fuck can I actually do to use this shit that I've gotten?" Because I started also realizing that when I was in the gym, I was like. Not I was not pushing the weight. I wasn't like taking notes of the weights that I had maxed. None of my PRs, they didn't matter to me anymore. And like I was just looking at the look, and I was just sorry, I was focused on the look. And after a while, I was just kind of slacking off in my training, and I was like, this is not on. Like, you're not pushing yourself. At all. That's the whole thing, is like testing your limits, and that's why I do it, is to see it, to is to make sure and improve the next day. And then I started doing jiu-jitsu, and then you have to be learning in jiu-jitsu. At a certain point in like gymming, you'll be like, "Oh, I kind of know what I like, and I don't know what to do, so I'm just gonna do that." And then the challenge is gone. Like, cool, you can do like different exercises. They're all kind of doing the fucking same thing though. Like they'll maybe hit it like just a little bit differently, hit the muscle a little bit differently, but yeah. And that's not to say that like I would recommend starting jiu-jitsu. Like right out the gate, if you want to use weight, do weight loss. Jiu-jitsu is incredibly strenuous, and there's no training for it. You can't be like, "Cool, I can run on the treadmill for an hour. I'll be great in a jiu-jitsu class." No, dude, you're gonna throw up, man. You're gonna throw up. I nearly threw up on the first time I went to jiu-jitsu. Fucking nearly. But I only nearly because I'm a fucking champion, dude. What was I saying? My point was, the fuck was my point? Ugh. Oh yeah, in jiu-jitsu, you are there's someone, across from you, or like on top of you or whatever behind you, who's trying to kill you, and that's not wavering. That's not going anywhere. He or she is trying to beat you, and dominate you, and you're either gonna get dominated. Or you need to dominate, or you need to defend, whatever. You have to do something, and you're more incentivized to do something because it's your life. Your life is on the line, mockingly. It's not. It's like mock life and death. It's not actually life and death, but yeah, man. It's you have to get that oomph. You have to. And you won't always get it because like someone will be better than you and choke you out and you're gonna be tired. But, in the gym at that point, I would just kind of go, "I'll just rest a little bit longer. I'll just, I'll do something else or whatever." And that's bad. That's fucking bad. And that was me. I understand that there are dudes who fucking go after it and they keep going after it. Cool, dude. You're really good at picking things up, man. Like lifting them up a couple times, boy, for you. No, I'm just like shitting all over it, the bodybuilding community, and I have mad respect for it because it's awesome. It really is. It's just for me it just wasn't enough, kind of, and having someone who's it's just much more primal. Jiu-jitsu and like martial arts, just much more primal. And yeah, someone's trying to kill you. Nothing challenges you more than that. Anyways, guys, that was my little short blurb pod plug. Follow me on Instagram, Ethan Old B. That's ETHAN Old B, like old bitch. I think I'm gonna be posting workouts and stuff like that. Also, if anyone wants like consultation advice, let me know. I'll leave my email in the podcast description. Yeah, man. I hope you guys have a fucking wonderful day and get after it. Out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.